Diesen Hund auf vielen Menschen geschüttet von der Tam. Der Tamschit ist der kleine Schüsse. Ist Hutron. Nicht früher. Was nach mir betont, Hutron früher. If it's früher, so then, as long as it's possible for him not to be able and to be kind of schnell, so there is no help. If it's Hutron, so then, even if it's possible. So you say, Miguel, the Hutro in this case is Hutro in another case. But of course we don't say, Miguel the Hutro in the case where there is a mitzvah, so it's Hutro even in the case where there is no mitzvah. That we don't say. So Amitam says that the Beit Shalish, since it is Huta, the Beit Shalish, the Beit Shalish, the Isa Klein, some Mele, even Malilo, is Huta. Why? Because according to Amitam, Lilo is only smiled from the Chiyot, it is. But in Mitzvah Giyumis it is. And even a Nisha can put on a Beged Shalish that has trails. Why? Because Isha certainly has Mitzvah Giyumis. It's like only Sesha has Mankon. So it's, the Schar is not as great as Mitzvah based, but it gets Schar. And Amtam says, even Tali Shoh, less than 30 days where there is no Chiyuv Derabanan, but it's Muta to wear it, even the Tali Shoh has Trelis. And it's a Tali Shoh, Shoh Bishno, because since the Issa Shatnes was Huter, Ligabei, the Talis, the Tishalei, so Mele is Huter, even Gabi Tali Shoh also, because even though the Eretz is a cause of Ksusho, the Luxus Achirim will show, so it's only a yield from the Chiyu of the Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah Giyumi is it is. So the question is, why does the Gemara say that the Chachom Moreikia, the Mitzvah of Tcheles, in the Bedesh of the Son of Shal Pishton, Zeyo Mishum Shuslailo, Tom says, Zeyo Mishum Shuslailo means if the Bedesh itself is a Shuslailo, like pajamas, let's say. So then, it wasn't Huter altogether, because if the Beged is a Beged Lailo, so then it's not Chayim Tzitzis. But if the Beged is a Beged Yehi, except that he wears it at night, even though he's allowed to wear it at night, but he's only smiling at the Chayim Tzitzis. But in Mitzvah Giyumis it is, so he's able to. So the question that everybody raises is, it couldn't have that climate Jesus is Hutro. How can we learn out the Din of Hesed Echaleisis in Kolat Yerekul? In Kolat Yerekul. Sorry. And Kolat Yerekul is only a Din of Tria. And it's not
the Din. The Gemara Yevamos learns from climate Jesus.
That's right. So, I mean, I think I was Meramez yesterday, because actually, the other psukim also, there is a posik of Mila Bitsaras. So the Gemara says, Mila Bitsaras, you couldn't learn out. Because maybe Mila is more significant, more humble, because Nichnu Sola or Yudhimu Pisis. So the Gemara says, Climacis. But once we have the Xerxes HaKosu of climate, he says, so then we say that the reason as to why the Torah was matter, Mila Bitsaras, is not because Nichus or Yudhimu Pisis. If we didn't have any other posik, so then we would say that only Mila is the Nichus or Yudhimu Pisis. And there we have our Loche. That is the Lazis of S, because it says by Ares, there is a say shomlochem negatzaras. And then the Ishmaelto, the Senes. But since we have a pasuk of Yud Mitzvah, and we have a pasuk of Mitzvahs, so then the bottom line is that the halacha of Mitzvahs is not an exercise because of Mitzvahs. It's on the basis of the general din of Hesedich Leisus. So Meile, and the Tamshiti is that since the Galil and Alice, we have another proceed, so Meile, the Pshati, climate Jesus is, there's a special Zeus Akosu in climate Jesus, because, in other words, certain mitzvahs, certain Surah Mahutu, certain Surah Atru, what is the cloud? So the answer is, let's say, a classic example of Leisus that is Hutro is a Chonefesh. So the Jews say, why Chonefesh? Because the Chonefesh, the Torah spells out the Chonefesh. The Torah spells out the Chonefesh. Achasha Yochel Chonefesh. So Mele, if it is deduced the Midishati and the Chonefesh, so then we say Tchuyo. But if the Torah spells out that a certain Leisus is Mutah, we're mocking certain Seirach, let's say the Seirach HaNefesh. Then we say Hutcho. That's why the Seirach HaNefesh is, we say, Miteich Shehutcho, Miteirach Hutcho Shalom Yitzirach. And the Stasis says, in all the shame, except Rashi, that he doesn't mean Hutcho Shalom Yitzirach. It means Hutcho Shalom Yitzirach HaNefesh. But the Seirach HaYeh, it has to be a mitzvah. Let's say sins. The Heta Yitzpisa Yitzoye was Hutal Tzirch of Nefesh. We are allowed to carry food and non-tev. So Mele we are allowed even to do other Tzirch Yom-tev, even like playing ball. So it's only an Issa of food in the Chayel, but there is no Issa Yitzoye because if one enjoys playing ball in the Rishus Rabim and non-tev, so it's also Tzirch HaYeh. Is Mikhail Mitzvah, but at the same time, the Medrash says that a certain city in the soil was Nechab, because they played ball on Yom Tov, but it's Muta, and it was Mikhail Mitzvah. There's Mikhail Mitzvah on one hand, there's an ambivalence, you know, but at the same time, why was it Mikhail Mitzvah? Because he enjoyed it, but he didn't enjoy it. Other ways, the Simchas Yom Tov. He has to experience Simchas Yom Tov. After to this mundane experience, he could enjoy Simchas Yom Tov by involving himself in Torah. So Mele, there is an ambivalence. On one hand, there is a mitzvah. On one hand, it's not such a wonderful thing. But there is a kimah mitzvah. So Mele, we say, we take. But if somebody carries upon him, when there is no mitzvah, he just carries upon him a yom teh. So then, according to all the shame, except Rashi, in Beitze, so we don't say mitzvah. So in other words, even by hutro, we only say, migedi hutro, v'tzerach nefesh, hutro, v'tzerach, tzerach hayeim, ach, if the tzerach hayeim represents a mitzvah. So in other words, anything that a person enjoys and Yom Tov is involved is in kind of mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov, even HaMishachat Yom Mikado. But if it's a dosh or a shush, no kima mitzvah. Then we don't say miteich. So melee, so the criterion or by you determine as to whether a certain isar is nitche or hutcho is if it's spelled out in the Torah Befeiresh, so then it's hutcho. But if it's not spelled out Befeiresh, it's the use of Yiddish Hatir and Dreshes, then it's true. Because Chai Ben Elishiyom is Ben, is the use of the precious ben, the Kiddush on Mikvah v'chai behem, is Hashiyas of the chai behem, his reference to the Rabbo. Hashiyas of the chai behem, the Rabbo. But we doubt v'chai behem v'shiyom v'behem v'ilm hazeh. So mele, it's a droshe, it's not spelled out explicitly. But the droshe of the Tassaloch, so how did it use it? Not through the Yidvimunish Atein Rashid Ben, through Smuchin. That is not even mentioned. Smuchin is not mentioned in the Praise of Rabbi Shmuel. So if it's so apparently Smuchin is more than Drash. Smuchin, and the Gemara Yevamos emphasizes that Smuchin, why is it that we learn out from Smuchin? Because the Torah says that Begeshat Nisliyal Halacho and Gdilin Tassaloch, and the Gdilin Tassaloch is Muta, because it's already mentioned in Parsha Shlach. So if it is some of the days of Shabbos, at the same time it's Muta, then it's a raya from the traditional Mikra, because the Torah doesn't say something that is superfluous. So merely it's considered like traditional Mikra. If it's traditional Mikra, Sarab Tam says that's why it's Hutu. So we say, according to Tam, that the Begich Alish, so is Muta to wear it, even Malayo, and even Cho, and even Manisha, because know these things, it's only this smite from the chiyuv of tzitzis, but from mitzvah yuvis, but it's not this smite from mitzvah yuvis. But if there hadn't been, since we have other drashes of Hasidic races, Nilim Shoras, Hakov Shoresh, Pagnos Mitzire, some Mele will say in final analysis that true that by a crime of Jesus, so there is Sutra. But if there hadn't been a general dean of Esedech Alesis, the Kirastriye, so then there wouldn't be a dean of Hutra by crime of Jesus. So that's why we say no trias were is trio. So we don't say nige di hutro bimokim zei zutro mokmach. We don't say it. So then we say if it's an ian of trio, so only when it's a must, but if it's actually time shneir, so they're not. Now, let's see the Ran Beit where he discusses the difference between Tchuyo and Hutro. All the other Shemim, when they discuss it, they discuss it briefly, but the Ran Beit discusses it at great length. Mishnah basis says that Mimalo Yisho Deor, a whole Deor, she can fill up and not.
What daf is this?
The Mishnah, second Perek, once. Second Perek.
Thank you.
דפי זיין נומד אלף ממלאי באמס אמתם רבון איני שאין מיון כצחבר באמס אמרו ממלאי אישו כל הדיר ופסו אף על פי שנצריך הולכתיך אחת so in other words, to cook and you don't have to say Rachel, then he's high mode. But suppose he needs a long kazayis for the decision. So he can fill up a big kettle with 100 grazi. Because it's only a minion of ribu bishur, there is no extra melacha. Even though she's not going to use the abacus, the same thing is true. Mimali nachtin, chobi shomai, afopi shinitzorech alikit nechot. Avo lefeis in eif, alamashitzorech, lefeis, so you don't, so each pastry is baked by itself. You don't, when you bake, you don't put many halves together. You could put many halves together, and one on top of the other, but usually you put on the half, you put one half, another half, a third half, some male letters, a separate loch, a separate loch. So, Avol, perfect in the evil, Mashiach. כפשים לא עוזרים ממלא איש הקולטין הפס מפני שהפס נאפס יופי בזמן שפן המודי אין לי פס כפשים לא עוזר כפשים לא עוזר says that even pass you allowed to fill up the whole heart with 10 chalas because even though each pass is big by itself but if you fill up the whole heart so each chalas is big better so mele there is no extra isamalach. So it's like all the 10 melachas are necessarily tzirachot. And that's the way it passes. So what does it mean? That tzirach yomtev, ribu bishur mizosa. If it's only a question of more or less, so even though you are saying yazokuk only, for one kazayis, or one bebis of mayim, so you can fill up a big kettle with 100 reveals, with 100 reveals. So then the Ram it's a very important Ram. Then some more. Mimalo Yisho Deo Deo Boso Bichatir Chesag Bichim Binachti Ligabe Milo Umiu Mashma Til Rabbis Bishure Biontif Muta Ut Kamrino Rikamon Eim Zamun Esanochem Biontif Zire Shemiyav Bishvilei Heine Shemiyarbe Bishvile Bidirachas Allah is not allowed to invite a good to the Yom Tov meal because inviting because the Torah was on the material Milan Allah has Yom Tov the Tzirch Echol Nefesh of a Jew not the Tzirch Echol Nefesh of a good so because he goes not the Chuyen the Simchas Yom Tov so the male you're not allowed to invite a good Shabbos, yes, because Shabbos is not allowed, but the Surah Yonke is not allowed to invite people. Zero, Shem Yav Mishvilek, but the question is, how is it only the Rubi Shuli? So the Pshat Deya, Shem Yav Mishvilek, maybe because of the Goyim, he'll cook in a separate pot, exclusively for the Goyim. Then there'll be even an Isser of Melechus Yonke. So he says, בגדיר אחרס, ומי הוא יתלמיר? מדיבוי אלון פריך, בישמואל במנוחס, Chile shamdu v'shtei tchreikres. V'yike shtei tchreikres b'shtei yukti. V'sholes b'ukitzachot. So, hey my son, suppose somebody is a chile shiv is a konek. And you need for him, the doctor say, you need for him figs. That's his little. And you don't have figs that are tushy. But the figs are still on the tree and the fig tree. But you have two options. Either one who kicks, and the doctor says the chile needs for his refuge two figs. He doesn't need three figs. And you have two options on the tree. You have three figs and one kicks. In other words, only one myself, Tzira Yevim. And you have two figs and two different ones. So, which one should we do? Should we bring for him the two figs and two tzira? There'll be ribum lochs. We'll have to do two mices of reaping figs, or being case of figs. Or, so then the Maskana of the Gemara is that if it's a question between Ribu Bishurim and Ribu Moloches, so he should reap the three figs from one who kids, rather than to do mice, two mice 6 years. So the whole child was on the Niboilam Pirke Bishmoel Moloches. Chele Shom Du Ishtek Reikas, Vike Shtek Reikas, Vishabes, Vishteukt, בשולי נשבוק הצחות היי מי סינו שתי מי סינו דאבלי דחזלי אוי אין דוי תמבל סתום לוחס אוי דיו משולי שחשינו דיקו מי בציר וסיתנה דשולי מי סינו שתיים לא מי סינו משום דימות בציר עוד ויד כאן לא יבואל נוסון אלא כאיודי, כי בשתיים בשני אופציים ניתו כיבוקציר, אבל משמע, לפשיט אלון, תשניים יהיו כצחות, ושלישו יהיו כצחת. But suppose the two options consist in one who gets, if you rip off from one who gets of the fig tree, you have three figs more than necessary for that. In another case, so you have only two figs. So that's that pshitis, not even a bite. That of course we have to report the ukets that has only two figs. Even though when you report the ukets that has three figs, so you don't do any extra loss, just more than necessary. So we see that Kibbutz Shurim is also. And here the price says in the days of that Zion, Mimalo Isho, Deo, Kuloboso, Vahopishini, Vahopishini, Tzori, Chel, Kazais, Vahopishini, Sricho, El, Kazaisach, Mimalo Nach, Mimalo Nach,
When we say that
Achnav
is a
Hutra,
is that
even
material
in that question? It's a Machlekes Rabbonon. And Ravizi, where the Machshir HaKhonefesh is also Uterna. And we pass him, like my Ravizi, the Machshir HaKhonefesh is Muter, but it's Haloch and Mirmiach. And then the Ramban says there are three dogs. There are certain Machshirim, which is Haloch and Mirmiach. And there are certain Machshirim that wise Mutam Darai say, but it's also the Rabbanon. And there are certain machshirim that is halacha b'merdin, but we pass him with raisi. So all machshirim is mudah. So if there is shnayim b'tzach or shloish b'tzachim, tishtayim asinu, shloish aloim asinu, the shloish raya that we b'shur is also. So Tesis Menoche says that kash. So Tiritzri, the Hosom Bishab is Dafke, איקרי שסקילי, הבריונטה ביקי, לא ביקיו. So in other words, from Tisha Shiva to Tisha Tis, there's like an ISA level. So, Ibu Yishurim, Ibu Bishurim, is Muta Lugunda Bishabes, with the ISA. Just as Ibu Bishurim is Muta Gabionte. But in the Rabbon Mishosa, so how is it in the Rabbon Mishosa? Gabishabes is not Osea, Gabionte. Because this skill is Moho. So the tzaraya from this three, in regard to Pekach Nefesh, the Shire, that whether Pekach Nefesh is true or Pekach Nefesh is Hutro, so the Rambam says, all the Surim is true or not Hutro. And according to the Raibet, the Tabitha of Shabbos, that there is a special Proshe, Vishomu Yisholz HaShabbos, HaShabbos Mosolochen, not Mishom Shabbos is Hutro. But other Surim is true or like Beilek, right, and so on. But the Rishiti is that everything is Utro. Why maybe the Rishiti is everything is Utro? Because we are talking here about Shabbos. But the Pashtus Halosh and Tesis and Lachas is that the Rishiti is only Surim of Pekach Nefesh is Utro. Not like the Rambam. That only Surim is Utro. And he said, "Tis Rizal also Mishabes dafke dikis askile, avobion te dikis lav is a kill. Vleitik shaloch hayin das nembeirim firekado, haruyinu kedish tapach mimei. So in other words, haruyinu kedet had to be mimei, b'im hashminin Shabes. So." The practice was this man Chazal. Today we're not good because we have other methods to prevent an infection. You know, alcohol, this, but this man Chazal, we didn't have these antiseptics. So later, in order to prevent an infection, they had as a measure of Pekach Nefesh to give the baby a bath before the milah, and to give the baby bath after the milah. So ahui nukedish tabach milah. Also the kamei ove. Omalu nishayli yitzriche neichem lei agabim. In other words, that because according to most rishonim, since by tinik, that is nimen, we have two bowls with hot water to give the bath. So which one was spilled? The hot water after the milah. But it means after the milah. So it doesn't mean that there is a loch of the shmok. In other words, when you boil Erev Shabbos in one bowl water to give him a bath before the milah. So it has to be Lishmo. There is no din of Lishmo in it. It means the chmine of Kedem Amile, the chmine of Kedem Amile was built some mele since, in other words, because as far as the, in other words, that means that all the water was spilled. The chmine, the two bowls. So then, because in regard to boiling water to give him a bath after the milah, there is no problem with Pekach Nefesh. What can you do? But suppose, how will you finish the chmine? Means according to Moshe Shem, except for Amoya, the chmine of Kilma milah was also spilled. In other words, both bowls of water, hot water, were spilled. So we cannot boil water in order to give him a bath before the milah, because that's machshir she'ef shalasis on Erev Shabbos. So it's not even Shabbos. The fact that accidentally it was spilled doesn't make it into e'ef shalasis on Erev Shabbos. But but the mother herself might drink water because it's she's the illness, and the illness tells I am the one what's with honey, as it in the Bachelish in the Apple. So the Gemara says, or the Paschim, even though both bowls of water were spilled, so if there's the mother, maybe she says the Srichan, so she has a din of Chilishi Visakone. So then we boil more water, enough water for the two beds and for the illness. So the Srichalei, they also come your water on the Shailalim. Itzrich and Nechem Nagabimei, Vahu Mais Bishabes Habe, the Alme Afil Bishabes, Shor Ribri Bishure. So it's a kasha against. The Gil says, that Bishabes, the Chachomim on Achma. Doi kasha, Shefor Pirsha Rashi, Bichem Bitesves, the Nichali al the Akum Koma, the Nechem al the Akum Koma. This is another Machlech. It's an achleges l'sheni, and one sheet is hard to understand. I mean, from the perspective of the Mitzvahs, when we say that Teir Gimul Yomim Afilom or Einotz Tuchani has shared in Machilish and Bissakon, the first 3 days as of giving birth, even if the mother says, I don't need any food, so she still has it in Machilish. Here Zion depends on what Zichani is in the Chesponi. On what is Zichani is the Chesedim of the Chile, Shemza. Lach Zion, I feel on what Zichani is in the Chesedim of the Chesponi. So what does it mean? How do you measure 3 days, 7 days? You measure this less. Suppose she gave birth to a baby in the previous Shabbos, on the previous Shabbos, half an hour before Shkia. Let's say Shkia was 6 p.m. and she gave birth to the baby at 5:30 p.m. And now, each Shabbos morning, if we say that the measure is less, so when will the 7 is less expire at 5:30? So now at 9:30 in the morning, she has it in the Bachelish Bissakon. So many of the Shemim say that it has a din, that the measure is punishless, and there's the Messias. However, Tesis indeed says something very strange, and there's almost Paschal's life, something very strange, that it doesn't depend upon punishless. It depends upon days, like days in Parata. So in days of Parata, if we understand, in other words, So Imashmini doesn't mean he has to be Mimel, being the 70 slash. But here it's a question of Mitzias. So how is the child to say? 2 babies were born. One baby was born at 5:30, and 5:30 left him half an hour before the physician. Another baby was born at 6 o'clock in the morning. And now it's 9:30. So we say that both babies say the same thing. Because this is the question of Mitzvahs. But Tesis says, Dechak Lema, Mislays me. It depends upon this. And there's no Paschans like that. The Chaim Orjimea Paschan, contrary to the Tzakot Chonos, because he considered it very strange. Contrary to the Tzakot Chonos. So those who say that it doesn't depend upon the slayers, some in Mele, it's somebody day, because if the baby was born the previous Shabbos, so when did the 7 day expire? With the sunset of Friday, some in Mele, how can we boil water for the mother, even if she says to the honey. So they are forced to say that Nechali Agav Nochri, because until 30 days expire, she has a dinner of Achille Shem Tzakon. He said, Daume, Tahu Maise, Tloy Kashi, שפרפיר שרש ולכן בתייסס תניחם לי על יעקב כמה. Because Russian taste is whole, that it doesn't depend upon the flesh, it depends upon days, like you call it a good. The Rashi is all my sifei veimeir, va fil man before shosem, that the soil come up, because it depends upon the flesh. Soil come up, loy kash, the chibin do yinitzayelam, the rabbonon, chibin do beyond the pshore, since on the rice level, it's good to buy Shabbos, just as smooth air, and you don't have to be sure. But in the Rabbono, because it's a skill, so be mocking mile, where it is a net, that is deich and not a much. The mile itself is deich and Shabbos, so the Chachom will not make. The few money for a short time, now the Israel come away cash, the Chibli needs some Rabbono, Chibli don't have to sure, or some got a mile, משום מצווה יתירו לגמרי אפילו לישראל מיכל וסביר עליהם תרבוי בשורי בשבס לא ימצא לנו לבן ותמעני עליהם דרן ישראלית Now, in regard to that קשה and דרן is לשיטוסי in regard to that child that the Rosh raises suppose Griffin say that, that a certain chile has to eat and we have two options we have Or we can share. So what should we do? Should we say we should give him the veil? Because Akala Kalchi. Or since the veil, or we should be Machal Shabbos. So the guy that mentions if he did that we should be Machal Shabbos. How about Akala Kalchi? So the guy that is Machal The veil is on Nidr, Mashem Kin Shabbos, then it's special for the Koso. Shom on the Yisrael is a Shabbos. Ham Shabbos Moshe Lachem. We not in Suri Shabbos or Yisrael. And the Ram says, we have to be Mubash on the Shabbos. Even though our Kala Kalchi. And this on the veil is only in some altars. And Shabbos is a Nisa skill and it says, true, if it had been, if it had involved the choice between one Kazayis and the Vishal, so it would be a Kalakal Chil, but the Chil has to eat 10 days, not more Kazayis. So then the two Maise Adiras of Malchus is more homo than one Maise Nisar of Mrs. Best. That's the Ranji. So then, It's important to know that time. Utmani alayim, din kei, maikim boyle hosom nochez, pshite di shalish maik, de libe bishuwa le nitzaron drapon, fi libe btsire nitzam dreiz, do, do am duwa le krei sechot, do maise shalish, buge sechot, lo yobo ad reiz, klau, vilu, i biu schnaim bishnei uksim, iz leike bechayev chabuz, li fichoch nira li boho, The father will be sure that she abes with the Isaac, because the man she came is like the Ramah, that Pekach Nefesh is only Tzchuy, so if Tzchuy or... So in other words, the love is there, but the Tzera of the Pekach Nefesh is there. So only as much as the Tzera is, but if he has two options, either to rip off a nuket that has three figs, or to rip off a nuket that has two figs, since the tzedach is only two figs, so mele there is no heter to rip off from nuket that has three figs.
The Gemara be asking the status.
The status. The is that only soup now.
Wait, so.
So mele, with the rice there is no child. It's only with the rabban child. It's ultra, some melee, you can even rip off Litzera Pekuach Nefesh, two extra uksi.
How do you answer Ron's question? What was the Gemara's question? We say that the main Gemara's question was the status they didn't know if it was
a Derabon and Derais,
and they were asking.
When the Derabon becomes a Derais, it's only the oneness left. Before she cooks for Yonte, she has to consult somebody who has expertise, how many uge she has to bake. She bakes, to be sure, and she doesn't have to investigate, because it's useful. Aber bishabe shri karosa, aftis fosi kameu mit reise, für nitten mit ochis ist auch hele, und für sehr heide Ehren, darf gern die noch viel Pocke. Zum Mele haben sie ran, irgendwie von Jones, grief des Verschiede, den Schleuscher und Schibo, means days, nothing's less. So, it's also a Ribo anyway, even if it depends upon this less, because we have to boil one piece of water for the mother, that doesn't allow us to fill up the big kettle with hundreds of liters of water, because it's only time. Anyway, we have three sheets of shit. The sheet of the Rambam and the Rami is the sheet of the Ayurveda Maram Gutenberg is that the Gabi Holy Son is true, only Gabi Shabbos, forget his special service. Of course, it's Utsu. And the sheet of the V, in the right way is that Holy Son is Utsu. We have three sheets. Okay. Now, we have to continue now. We do not have Utsu.
So with that Tosfos, with the Pishtan Shalavam, if it's a Talis Shel Tzemer, so there's no mitzvah. So I don't understand how we use Migo, how Tosfos uses Migo.
Because when Tosfos says the Tzorchiyum, so in other words, Tosfos says the Sofik, whether we say like Habitam or we don't say like Habitam. That proof is the Sofik of Tosfos.
Well, whether we say Hutra. But even if it's Hutra, there's no...
But in one thing, all that the Gemara says is that in Talis Shel Pishtan, your sins, you have to put, necessarily, you have to put in two chutim of Tcheles, and that makes you brave and blind, so you can put in the chutim Shalom and also Shel Tzemer. That's all the Gemara says. But the other thing is, he says it's all chiyun. So what is the chiyun? The chiyun is whether we say like Habitam or we don't say like Habitam, according to the Rambam. So it's not Hutra. So it's only Mutter in Italian Shel Pishtan. So since he shot this anyway, and that we don't say, let him pick up the bait, because that has nothing to do with actually kind of snare. According to the situation as it is, according to the status quo, so you see actually kind of snare. I could take off, all right. So then it will be a different situation. So melee, I must be able to shot this anyway. As long as I wear the baggage of Krishna. So melee, so I don't lose anything.
But is that Ribui? It's not considered Ribui?
Ribui should be considered.
And but so I thought
it was. So tasteless, it says, so Hiyun does not agree with the longness of the rank that Ribui is also the eyes.
So even in a Dhuya,
if we say the longness of the rank, so then, even if it's true, so if...